Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Good day to you all. My name is Pastor Arthur Nyamgoneka. I am from the Apostolic Faith Mission, and I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is a blessing, an honor to be here, to be back again on the same theme that we've been working on, divine healing. Right, so under this theme, we've got different subtopics. I'm on the last one, which I have titled, Call Forth Your Healing. Call Forth Your Healing. So we are here to give the message of hope to those who are hopeless, to those who are going through hopeless situations. We are here to give you the message of hope, and we are here to tell you that there is hope in your situation. You can be healed of your plague. You can be healed of your sickness. Even if you had gone through different places and you have not found any help, your search is stopping right now, because this is the solution. This is the solution. Hear the word of God. Hear the announcement that I'm making right now to your body. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. I want you to believe the word of God right now as I'm teaching it. And I want you to confess this same word of God in your life. And I want you to do what the word of God is saying you must do. Hallelujah. So if we confess healing upon your body, if you are going to confess healing upon your body, it means you are literally asking your body to do what it could not be able to do. Hallelujah. If your body could not walk, after this message, it has to walk in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We want to hear your testimonies. Tell us what God is doing in your life. Hallelujah. So the fifth topic is call forth your healing. I want us to quickly rush to the book of Romans. Book of Romans, I'm going to read from verse 17. From verse 17. Rather, let me start from verse 16. So Romans chapter 4, verse 16 and 17. It says, therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Verse 17, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Wow, this is wonderful. Now, this scripture is letting us in on a secret of how God operates. Right. Remember, when we speak of divine healing, we're talking of healing that comes from God Himself. So now we want to find out, how does God operate? How does He bring about, you know, change in a person's life? How does He bring about the manifestation of His promise over an individual? Just like he's going to bring about the manifestation of healing upon your body. How does He go about doing that? We are told here that it is written, where God said, I have made thee a father of many nations. This is referring to Abraham. We all know Abraham's story. Abraham had a sickness. Abraham had a condition. Right? He could not, they could not bear children. Right? So, and his wife was barren. Right? But God decided to bring a change to that situation. He decided to bring a change to that situation. Right. But now, how did He bring about a change to that seemingly hopeless situation? The Bible is telling us that he said to Abraham, I have made thee a father of many nations. Huh. He's saying this to somebody who does not even have an heir. Right? So he's saying, I've made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed. So the person he told this message to, God made an announcement to a person, to Abraham, and Abraham believed. So that is why it is always important for you to believe. And remember, the best assurance or the best way to know that you have believed is actually to confess the word of God. Right? Again, the Bible says, I've believed and therefore have I spoken. So now, the best way to know that you have believed is to actually speak out the word. So Abraham was given an announcement was made to him by God that I've made you the father of many nations, and Abraham believed. And we're told that he believed God. And how does God bring about, you know, solutions to, like I said, situations that seem very hopeless? It says he believed even God who quickened the dead. He makes the dead to be alive. If God can make the dead to be alive, what more about your situation? What more about your sickness? Who quickeneth the dead and calleth? This is the part I want you to listen to. And calleth those things which be not as though they were. He calleth those things which be not as though they were. As though they were. So now, this is how you bring about change in your situation. You call forth things that be not as though they were, just like God does it. If you look around your life right now, if you look at the life of your loved one, all you see is sickness. All you see is sickness. You look at your life, all you see is sickness. So how do you go about bringing a change? So if all that you see is sickness, how do you go about bringing a change? The Bible is telling us that God calleth things that be not as though they were. So if all you can see is sickness, don't call forth sickness. In other words, calling forth is confessing. Don't confess what you are seeing right now. Don't confess the sickness you are seeing right now. Because when you confess and you call forth those things that you are seeing, you are actually amplifying those things in your life. So if it is that there is sickness in your life and you keep on confessing that you are sick, you keep on confessing, telling people that you are not feeling well, you know, things are not well, you know, your body is in pain, you know, you cannot do 1, 2, 3. You are amplifying, you are actually making it worse. You are making it worse over your body. So don't confess. Don't call forth what you are seeing right now. Because all you can see right now with your eyes is sickness. So call forth things that be not. Call forth that which you are not seeing at the moment. You are not able to see deliverance. You are not able to see healing. So that which you are not able to see, call it forth. Call it forth. Say, I am healed in the name of Jesus. By doing that, you are calling forth things that be not as though they were. And as you bring them forth, don't say, I will be healed. No, say, I am healed. By doing that, you are calling forth things that be not as though they were. As though they were. As though, act as though you were healed. Even your speech. Speak as though you were healed. Yes, many people are going to look at you and they are going to call you crazy. They are going to say you are crazy, but you tell them you are following the word of God. Because God calleth forth things that be not as though they were. As though they were. Start exercising your body as though you were healed. As though you were healed. Call forth healing. As though you were already healed. Say, I am healed in the name of Jesus. Don't speak in future tense. Don't say, I will be healed. No, speak in present tense. speak in present tense. Say, I am healed in the name of Jesus. I am healed in the name of Jesus. I am strong in the name of Jesus. I am walking in the name of Jesus. I'm raising my hands in the name of Jesus. I'm able to do 1, 2, 3 in the name of Jesus. What are you doing? You're calling forth things that be not as though they were. Am I talking to somebody? Don't waste any much time. Go ahead and do that. Go ahead and call forth things that be not as though they... Don't confess your sickness. Don't confess your sickness. Don't tell people how painful you feel. Yes, we know you are in pain. We know that. We know that you are experiencing excruciating pain. We know that the doctor gave you 3 days to live. We know that the doctor gave you 3 months. We know that the doctor told you that this year shall not, you shall not end this year still being alive. We know that they gave you these reports and they put their stamp on it. We know that. We know how you're feeling, but you don't have to say it. You don't have to confess it. You don't have to, you know, keep on speaking about it, because the more you speak about it, the more you are amplifying. You are making things to be worse. You are giving strength to that sickness. You are giving strength to that, to the life of that disease. That's what you are doing by confessing it. Every time you tell a person you are feeling pain, every time you tell a person that you are sick, you are amplifying, you are giving power to the life of that disease. I'm here to tell you that change your confession by calling forth things that be not as though they were. Call forth the healing that you are not able to see right now. Call forth and act as though you were healed. And by doing that, you are introducing a new, different kind of life. We call it the Zoe, the God kind of life. The life that is, you know, the life that when introduced into your body, sicknesses run away. The life that is, you know, foreign to sicknesses. When sicknesses get in touch with that kind of life, they run away because they don't want to, you know, be in contact with that kind of life. It is called the God kind of life. It is flowing in your body as you confess divine healing upon your life. So do that right now. Don't waste any much more time. If you have got asthma in your body, don't confess that asthma. Don't confess that asthma right now. Confess healing upon your body. Say, I am healed in the name of Jesus. Don't say, I will be healed, but say, I am healed. Speak in present tense. Say, I am healed right now of that cancer in the name of Jesus. You are healed right now in the name of Jesus, and keep on doing what your body could not be able to do. What are you doing? You are calling forth things that be not as though they were. This is the secret of God. This is how God does it. This is how God introduces you to a new kind of life, which is His kind of life, the Zoe, the God kind of life, the life that does not know any sickness, the life that does not know any diseases, the life that does not know any limitation. Right now, as you confess, say, the life of God is flowing in your body, in each and every fiber of your being, the life of God is flowing in it, in each and every cell of your body, the life of God is flowing in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Confess the word of God and go ahead and do what the word of God does. Tell us and do what the word of God tells you to do. Go ahead and tell us what God is doing in your life. Tell us about your testimonies. If you were healed, get in contact with us. Let us know, and so that we can glorify God together. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. Amen.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564, or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. or phone us during office hours. 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.